Pastor shot the deacon, but even through the storm, and I'm telling you, it's your season. In Greenpoint, they shot in the air because they thought y'all was leaving. But we lying, say they robbing. So folk cut out the hill, and that's why we gotta learn to go and help our own self. And I can't put faith in man because he got a lot of wealth. Just know that God is walking with me every single step. Man, I gotta help my brother because I know that's what's right. And use my time to serve you because I'm gonna be the light. Just keep my mind on Jesus and focus on that flight. Faith will mustard seed, and everything alright. Come on.
The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name. The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name.
He's the first and the last.
You gotta believe. That you need in Jesus' name.
Every tongue will confess that He is Lord.
You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need.
Good evening. Good evening, family. Hallelujah. Happy Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving. Good evening. This is your host, Minister Terry. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I tell you,
glory
family.
Be to God.
all the glory be to God. Ooh, this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be so glad in it. Amen. First of all, family, I'm going to start off with this. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank him. I just want to thank him for opening his eyes today. Thank you, Lord. And my scripture today, family, I want to share with you is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. He said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Hallelujah. In everything. In all circumstances, ooh, hallelujah, it is a lifestyle. Thank you, Lord. Constant, every second, every minute, and every hour, and not just on Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving prayers to the Heavenly Father, thanking him for what he has done, what he is doing, and if he does nothing more, he has done enough. Hallelujah. Just by adopting me, make it personal, family, as a child of God in his family. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. What are we really thankful for, family? What are we really thankful for? When we ask the children, I love asking my grandnieces and nephews, especially when we're doing Thanksgiving dinner, what are they thankful for? Some of them start with they're so thankful for their toys, their pets, their friends, and their family. But family, what are we teaching them to give thanks to? We should be teaching them to give thank you to the Heavenly Father who has made all of that possible. Amen, family? I like to say thank you to the Heavenly Father who is head of my life. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when and if we all truly believe him, that he is head of our lives, we shall declare and decree that Christ Jesus, ooh, hallelujah, my Lord and Savior. Without him, family, I am nothing. And I ask myself all the time, constantly, where would I be if it had not been for Jesus? Ooh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I am thankful. I'm thankful for my Heavenly Father God and his Son, Christ. I'm thankful for my family near and far. Jesus said in Matthew 22:50, for whoever does the will of the Father in heaven does his will, is my brother and my sister and my mother. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Amen. I tell you, family, we have to be so thankful. We have to thank the Lord for the provision that he has provided us. I thank him for my trials and tribulations, which have strengthened me. Because he has told us that we will go through trials, and we have to be in good cheer. Be in good cheer, good spirit. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Over circumstances. Amen, family. We never question the will of God. We never let circumstances offset, especially the circumstances of this world, alter and offset our relationship with the Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have to tell yourself and remind yourself and pinch yourself and say, this too shall pass. Hallelujah, Jesus. Remain faithful. Faithful in his word. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Pressing forward, trusting in the Lord. Ooh, trusting the Lord in all my heart, leaning not on my own understanding. Ooh, if I lean on my understanding, I'd be in a world of trouble. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for the plan you have for me. And I want to thank you, Lord. I just got to say it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's my word today, family, because I'm so thankful for Jesus being that head of my life. Jesus can change each and every one of our lives. Amen, family. Now, family, I'm going to start with some news. This week, it's been a lot going on in the news, good and bad. And I know we all watch some of the local and national news, but I'm not going to get so much into that. But I just want to say, family, travel to and from your destination for this Thanksgiving holiday, which we are giving all honor to God. Amen, family? Because there's an estimated 51 million Americans will be traveling on their journeys, 50 miles or greater. This weekend, some have left and some are still en route. So, family, I just say, be careful, be safe, and be of sound mind. Hallelujah. And family, this week on the network, we have been talking about Black Friday with the network and the believers. We're keeping it white covenant. All for the Black Friday schemes out there. They're being televised. The news are putting them on the news. People are camping out. They're camping out, been camping out 3 or 4 days to get some TV set and little things. And a lot of these things, family, we have to look at these Black Friday schemes they call sales. Are they something we need or just something we want? The Lord says, be wise. Be wise with your money. If it's not nothing you need, please do not feed into it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Also, family, I may have said this last week, but I'm going to remind everybody because the holidays are upon us. But United States Postal Service, the service all over our nation, they now have informed delivery. Now, the holidays are coming. Packages are going to be going out. Cards are going to be going out, maybe with money or gift card. So what you want to do, family, you can sign up for this informed delivery free on the United States Postal Service website. It's a free service. And then what you can also with FedEx, UPS, and what's the other one that delivers, Amazon or anything that's coming of value, make sure you get a signature request before they leave that package. Because I seen on the news yesterday, the cameras caught a 2-year-old. Yeah, little children. They're using children to grow up. Family, be aware, be informed, and please go to that website and join in on informed delivery. Amen, family? Hallelujah. Also, family, this holiday, most of us Americans and all over the world, we celebrate Thanksgiving with turkeys. Now, turkey preparation, it's something you have to do. It's just not easy as people think it is. With turkey preparation, you have to use precautions when you're handling the turkey. You have to use precautions like use gloves because you can get salmonella in there. You put it on surfaces and cross-contaminating food on that surface. A lot of people will be sick. Amen, family? Also, family, this Thanksgiving, I know in California, I don't know about other states, but this is extremely warm weather we're having. So we have to make sure we prepare that turkey, we finish serving dinner to store that turkey and store it properly. Amen, family? Do not leave the turkey out on the stove all day long. Hallelujah, Jesus. And also, family, I want to mention this has been on the news. IKEA, the store, the major store IKEA, they've had since 2016 the recall of the mask, M-A-S-S dressers. I seen in the news yesterday a two-year-old lost her life because the dresser fell over on them. So, family, there's been 186 reports of them tipping over. So, what we have to do when we're buying this furniture, same things with TVs, china cabinets, heavy pieces of furniture. We have little ones. You know, have little children. You may have little grandchildren or little grandnieces and nephews, as myself. You want to make sure you anchor them in place for safety. Anchor them down. They're furniture. But we have to anchor them down just like we have our soul anchored in the Lord. Once we get anchored down, we're unmovable. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to say thank you, family. I want to say thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Heavenly Father God. I thank Jesus. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the friends and the family you have put in my life. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I just thank you, Father. I can't stop saying thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm.
Ooh, thank you, Father.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. I cannot
stop. Anything else we
can
say right now, Mr. Terry, is thank you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Because I know I'm having some difficulties here in the studio, and I'm so glad that you just stepped in and took the reins. But that is such a great area to come in together with just saying thank you. In this season
thank
of thanks, we get so distracted to thanking other people and being thankful. We need to thank God for the opportunity
thank
to
you,
still
Lord.
Be able to say thank you, Lord.
Thank
for
you,
saving
Lord.
Me. Thank you for,
yes,
for healing me. Thank you for delivering me.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for giving me a right man, right
thank
mind.
You, Lord.
Thank you for
yes.
giving me the right standing to be in your presence, Heavenly Father God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you
thank
today,
you, Lord,
for your word. I thank you. I thank you right now
thank
in the
you,
mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Oh, thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, thank
Praise
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Lord.
If anybody out there that's on our broadcast tonight would just give an opportunity just to say thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Not
for
anything spectacular, not for anything that you can even show in the physical, but something that you can just prove in the spiritual just to say, God, thank you. That I'm not what I used
thank
to be. Thank you that you created in me a clean heart and you renew a right spirit
yes,
within
Lord.
Me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody just saw the scene tonight.
Thank
you,
Lord.
I just want to thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you. Thank you. And everyone here, remind
thank
yourselves
you.
About the thankfulness
Yes.
that in this season, we don't get distracted
yes.
over the turkeys and over the food and over
no.
the meals, but
all
the thankfulness
Jesus.
That we can forgive somebody this
thank
season.
You,
I'm challenging everybody that's listening to me, and I know you think you're perfect, and I know you think you got it all together.
Yes,
I'm challenging
sure.
every person listening to me. There's somebody you forgot. There's somebody needs to hear that you release them, that you forgive them,
Hallelujah.
And that you love them. And I don't want to hear the excuses that I can't forget. Well, if you love on the person that you need to forgive on, instead of trying to talk
love
yourself
like
into
you.
It, but love yourself into it. Oh, you'll get through the challenge a lot faster.
Amen.
My challenge in this season of thankfulness is that you challenge yourself to be so thankful for God that you release all iniquity, that you release all suffering, that you release all pain, that you release all depression, that you release all anger, that you release anything that's not pleasing to God, that could separate you from his presence. My challenge into this, before you eat turkey, before you feed, before you fellowship, forgive. God is ready to receive us with a forgiving heart. That we can go over to the next season of 2017. There's some great things going on here at the Now Network. I thank Minister Terry for being so diligent. I thank all of the covenant partners that have been so reliable. And most of all, the team members that come forth and share their experiences and their wealths and their nuggets of being successful and not successful in man, but successful in God. I'm so thankful for everyone. I take my segment tonight and just say how thankful I am for those that ride or die. I'm so thankful for those that even though Thanksgiving Eve and when a lot of celebration, a lot of cooking going on, but has still made time to fellowship with us, that has still made time to come here and want to be a part of this network, to come here and want to be a part of the celebration, to come here, oh my God, and be a part of the thankfulness that we have that God is on the throne, that God is in control of our news, of our network, of our everything. The Now Network stands on the premises that now means not our will. And we mean now, in this time frame. In this time frame, right now, that God is on the throne, and that's everything we do, everything we want to be a part of, everything that we will promote, only is for the grace of God. So I thank you tonight for you. I thank you for sharing. I thank you for growing. I thank you for now seeing your purpose in life. I thank God for you. I am so thankful tonight. And I cannot overemphasize how thankful I am for you. Put your name on it, please. But I am so thankful for you. I know God has such great plans for you. I know God has provided so enormously for you. Oh my God, I know God is blessing you. But for those that say you can't see it, for those that say I don't, what you're saying does not sound familiar to me, then you must change the way you think and the way you operate and the way you manage your life. We're still inviting you guys to follow us as we follow Christ. Oh, glory. Follow us as we prepare ourselves for the place that has been prepared for us. No, I'm going to make it personal. Preparing myself for the place that has been prepared for me, that I could cross over into something that has never, ever, ever been done before. I want to encourage you tonight that as we get ready, as we prepare, you may just be getting on board with the new beginning season 2018, crossing over now into God's will. You must leave the old behind. You're going to hear this message this weekend as we continue to share the new beginnings. But I want you to know that you must leave the old behind. You can't go into the new if you're still operating in the old, or if you're still identifying with the old, if you're still sounding like the old, if you're still looking like the old, you can never be what God has already done in you, the new thing, something never, ever, 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 ever been done before. When you could claim and stand on, all things are new again, my obedience, my dedication, my commitment, my passion, my purpose, and my vision. Get ready for the crossover. But as Minister Terry was talking about Friday, we changed the name around here on the network, and I had to get this in there before we talk about, open up for Minister Rashad, is we're celebrating yearly and consistently White Friday 2017. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of sales and a lot of promotions, and I don't have enough help. Nobody's taking the flyer and sharing it. Nobody takes our flyers and put it on their page. And there's flyers that I see. I just being honest, I watch people get flyers from all over the place and put them on their page. Share this flyer on your page. You know how to save it as White Friday 2017 covenant. No sale you need. Do not spend any money on Friday, November 24th. Commit to opening a savings account in a minority-owned bank, credit union, savings account, or whatever. By that same Friday, commit to saving at least $10 for yourself per week. Minister Rashad has already challenged us on the no-look envelope. Commit to $10 a week in that, or whatever your budget can allow. Commit to community service by spending at least one day. That's the whole 24 hours. Helping others before December 31st, 2017, and commit to donating at least $25 extra to your church, your ministry, your favorite charity. But I'll say this, if you're not growing in that church, that charity, or that ministry, you need to find somewhere that is good ground so you can start seeing the results of your seed. I threw a word out there for you guys the other day, and it was harvestable. I got so many responses. That ain't a word. Yes, it is. Harvestable is when you prepare yourself to produce. Oh, Jesus. Harvestable is you're ready for people to sow. You're ready for the good seed. Harvestable means you've already got the weeds out. You're not looking for gardeners to come or anyone else to till your ground. You went to work and made sure your ground is fertile and it's ready to receive seed so you can produce harvest. Oh, my God. If you understand the principles of God's abiding and receiving, you know you're supposed to have much of whatever it is God has for you. And if you have not started a system that is now producing much, not just one, not just two. See, much fruit means you have a multitude of fruits. You got apples, oranges, grapefruits, whatever, grapes, whatever it is, you have a multitude of much fruits. Now, we use the sense of something you can see, fruit, but it is the fruits of the Spirit that you must grow in. But you cannot sow into something that is not harvestable. Oh, my God. I'm going to call the dictionary and ask them, can I get that word put in there? Harvestable means I have prepared myself for the harvest. And the harvest doesn't come without a good ground, and it definitely will not happen without a seed. Oh, my God. Commit to donating at least $25 extra. I know you're sowing in. I know you're paying your tithes extra to the place that is growing you, to the place that is stretching you, the place that is pushing you out of your ordinary. All the seeds that come through this ministry, you are already receiving harvest because this is good ground. We're harvestable. You see the results of your first seed now to becoming a greater seed because what God is doing in you to become a good manager and a good steward. See, White Friday 2017 covenant, 2018 covenant, 2019, and continually is about becoming a good steward and building our communities. Not tomorrow, but right now. Let's build our communities. Let's see the results come from the seeds that we're sowing into good ground. And God will provide. Woo, hallelujah. That's my segment for this part. We're going to come back later with Ask the Pastor. If there's any questions for myself, go ahead and put that question out. We want to give you an opportunity to submit that, and we will share, answer as it is brought forward. But next, the next segment here is the Money Minute with Minister Rashad. I'm so glad that God is continually blessing this man of God and our ministry by knowing more about what it is to be financially sound. Minister Rashad.
Yes, sir, Pastor. Is it time? Are we ready?
Yeah, that's your time. It's your time.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, welcome. Good evening, family. Praise the Lord. I'm so excited to be here, honored to be here today. I want to thank Minister Terry and Pastor East so much for this wonderful evening once again. And thank all of our listeners, Pastor. Just thank all of our listeners. Like you said, you know, happy pre-Thanksgiving. Everybody's getting ready for dinner and family and rejoicing and praising and singing and dancing. And, you know, there's some people going through situations tonight where the money may be preventing them from, they think, having a meal. But we want to be speaking tonight where we can not just feed the stomach, but feed the mind. And we want to give you that well that never runs dry here tonight. So if your plate may not be as full as you want it to be, if you didn't get to spend as much as you wanted to spend in terms of getting food and, you know, you got all caught up in the hype, I mean, today and tonight, I mean, it's not about that. It's not about that. It's about something so much more bigger. So much more bigger.
And so we just thank God for this life that we have, this life that he's given us, and this time that he's given us, and this season that we're in right now. And, yes, I know that money matters. Money matters. And so we're going to talk about that. And before I do, Pastor, I'd be remiss if I didn't just say a quick prayer. Because I know myself, I can't do nothing. Nothing without the spirit, the backing, the anointing, the permission of God, my King, my Savior, my Rock, my Redeemer, who saved a man like me. Whew, I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful for what he done. I'm so grateful for my parents and my ancestors that came before me. I just want to reach out now and hug all of you that have come from near and far to be here tonight, to stop what you were doing, to take a moment, to go into the closet and come for information that can transform your situation. My God, let the voice of God, the Spirit of God, the anointing of God have its own way here tonight. Father God, let this be all of you and none of me. Father God, let the meditation of my mind and the spirit of my soul, God, be acceptable in thy sight, Lord. Father God, whatever your people are thirsty for and hungry for, Lord, Father God, let them be fed here tonight, Lord. Father God, let them not leave here with their cup empty, Lord. For you are the great Jehovah Jireh, Lord. You are the great giver. You are the great provider, Lord. So whatever they're in need of here tonight, Lord, spoken and unspoken, Lord, let it be touched. Let it be ministered. Let it be eye-opening, vision-revealing, day-accumulating, starting brand new, forgetting the former things that have faded and gone away, focusing now on the present power of God Almighty. My God, thank you. Father God, use this message here tonight, Lord, over the airways, around the country, and around the world, Lord, to be a blessing to those that need it, Lord. We thank you so much in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Well, Pastor, you know, I just want to again just say thank you for this opportunity and having a segment on your show for, you know, talking about something that's very close to all of us, and that's talking about the money and keeping it in alignment with the Word of God and the Spirit of God and the message of God. You know, we know that money, you know, I'll just take it right from the scripture. Let's go right to Ecclesiastes 10:19, which is what my talk is going to be about today for my money minute. And I don't know how we're going to talk about money in a minute, but Pastor knows. We're going to try to get in as much as we can. So please don't be watching your watch. Don't be watching the stopwatch or the clocks up there. You know, we say a minute, but Pastor knows we're going to go a little longer. But let's go to Ecclesiastes 10:19, which is what I'm going to use as my foundation and what we're talking about today. And it says right there in Ecclesiastes 10:19, it says, a feast is made for laughter. We're getting ready to have a feast tomorrow, huh? Amen. Wine maketh merry. Some of us may have some wine tomorrow and partake a little bit in there. But money answereth all things. Money answereth all things. And so what do we mean by that? I mean, it's a little quote, little sentence, but a very powerful sentence at the same time. The feast is made for laughter. We're going to do a lot of that today and tomorrow. And wine maketh much merry, but the money answers all things. What it means is that whoever, and it don't care, there's no personality, or whoever controls the money can provide the answer. Whoever controls the money has the answers. And so we have to get control of our money. And the way that we get control of our money is that we need to become producers. We need to become producers. And so today I'm going to, you know, give you a couple of things. And I hope that you got a notepad, because I'm going to give you a couple of homework assignments, because we don't have enough time to really drill down deep. But I'm going to give you some things on the top of the surface. I'm just going to put the whipped cream on top, but I know that the chocolate is down on the bottom. I'm going to need you to go get the chocolate. It ain't going to take you but 5 minutes to Google it. But I'm going to give you the basis of what I'm saying so you can go back and research it and pull it down. I think that this is an excellent time. This is an excellent season to navigate and doing and go into this. This is a, you know, Pastor's talking about, you know, make this the White Friday and not the Black Friday. And, you know, right now the enemy is really, you know, pulling and trying to coerce you to get control of your mind. You know, and so we want to be able to offset that by the right thinking and thinking, you know, like God, because we are made in his image and after his likeness. So, you know, if we're made in his image and after his likeness, then we have to be able to think like the gods that we are. Amen? Amen. And so God has already given us that ability to produce and multiply, produce and multiply, produce. And multiply is right there in Genesis. Produce and multiply. But we have to ask ourselves, what are we producing? What are we producing? And so that production is going to lead to the finances. The finances. And so, yes, we have jobs, and there's nothing wrong with the job. Keep the job, make the job. But you have to be thinking like that. God, what can I produce? Now, please always be aware that God solves our problems. And we need money for survival. We need money to live a better lifestyle. But I never want to get it twisted. I never want my message to be taken out of context or out of the right context that it belongs in, that money solves all the problems. It ain't the money. It's God. I put my trust in God. Don't put your trust in the money, but put your trust in God. Money is just the tool. Amen? Money is just a hammer. Money is just a nail. Money is just a wheel to make things move and go down the road. Money is just a rope to pull yourself up the mountain. But money is not God. God is who he is. Amen? And so I want to make sure that, you know, we keep our trust and our mind on God when we seek that kingdom first and his righteousness. And then all things shall be added unto us. So seek the kingdom first. Then all things shall be added unto us. Because if we just chase the money only and we have that love of that money, it will leave us bankrupt and it will leave us empty. Amen? And we've seen it too many times. And we don't want to go out like that. This is 2017. We get ready to go into 2018. Like, Pastor, it's time to cross over. It's time to cross over to that new beginning, that place that we've never been before, the thing that we've never done before. I think that I really feel it in my spirit. I really, really do. It's been stirring in me. It's been gnawing at me. It's been pushing. It's been whispering to me every day that, you know, 2018, I mean, just get ready. And it's starting right now. You ever hear like the pre-camp before the football camp starts? This is like that pre-camp that's coming. And if you could just see the pre-camp that I see so many things, people, relationships, and situations and business matters that are just lining up right now. That is working out for our good, for our good. See, because the key to this whole thing, the key to turning around your situation, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to just take 10 seconds and just pray for the people that are on this prayer, that are on this line, and pray for the people that are not here. Because it's going to take our unity coming together to solve it. You're not going to, you know, God has told me, I don't know, he might say something different to you, but God has told me we're not going to do it by ourselves. We're not going to do it. We're going to have to come together, and it's going to take a collective effort to get it done. Amen? Because when we come together, there is strength. You know, if I just put one finger up, you know, that one finger is kind of wobbly, but if I make a fist, make a fist right now while you're sitting there, while you're standing there, driving your car, sitting there, make a fist. You see how much more stronger that fist is versus a finger that you just point out? See, that's us. That's that church. We are that fist that's coming together, that has the power, the mobility, the talent, the resources, and God is the way. He is the way. And if we just follow that plan, that blueprint that he laid out, oh, my God. My God, we can turn this situation upside down. Now, hear me now. The revolution that's going to take place for us and the people that God has called. See, I feel that God has really called people to this assignment. See, this ain't no accident that you're here tonight. It's not by, you know, some osmosis you just fell in or you happen to, you know, if you caught a glimpse on Facebook or a friend called you or somebody told you, tagged you, emailed you or something, then you are here by divine intervention because you did have choices, amen? You had choices, but you're here tonight. And I know being here tonight is something that's going to speak to your spirit that you're going to say, that's right, amen. I agree. You're right. I've been looking for this. I've been searching for this. I kind of felt that maybe that was, but I didn't know who else was on that same page. Amen? It's something about being on the same page. So a couple of key words that I want you to write down if you haven't done, if you got a piece of paper there in front of you, is that the economic breakout time for us. You know, we've been, you know, too long in this static situation, this kind of stuck, stationary, you know, not really moving. It looks like we're making progress, but you really don't see the fruits where it's really manifesting, and you know, it's multiplying itself, and people are being relieved, and people are going to that real next level where they can really reach back and help somebody else. But this season now, I really feel it's what it's all about. And when I was looking this up, it reminds me that, you know, sometimes we need to go back before we can go forward. Hear me now. We need to go back before we can go forward. We need to be reminded of who we are so we can remember and see our greatness and understand the power and potential that we have. Amen? Because if you don't know you have this potential, if you don't know you have this power, then you will never exercise it. So you could be a lion, but you're acting like a little kitty cat because you never knew that you was a lion. All your life you was raised as a kitty cat, and all you did was meow, 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 and never raised your head above your shoulders. You just meow through life. But when somebody, when you see a real lion, see, when you see a real lion and you hear him roar, something reminds you in the back of your head, I heard my father roar like that. I heard my mother roar like that. I heard my ancestors roar like that. That's who I am. That's in me. And then you let out that roar. And your roar is like a vibration that goes out and touches other people who need to wake up and say, I'm supposed to be roaring too like that. And so, you know, in looking back, you know, the first word I want to give you is Susa, S-U-S-A. Susa. It's a Hebrew word, Susa. Used a lot in a lot of different countries and here in the U.S. as well by Latin Americans, the West Indians, the Jewish communities, and the Asian communities have all used something called the Susa. Some of you might know what I'm talking about when we talk about the Susa. And it's just the concept goes back hundreds of years. And, you know, people that sponsored it, people like the great – I want you to look something up tonight. Like I said, I want you to look up a few things. I want you to look up also Musa, M-U-S-A of Malai, M-A-L-I. Look up Musa of Malai in Africa, West Africa. He was a bad brother back in 1375, how he ruled many cities over there and had plenty of gold and was a sultan, which means a king. He was a conqueror. He was an emperor of the wealthy. He had West Africa in position at one time where he was producing, he was the largest producer of gold of the world at that time. Amen. And so, you know, you might want to go back and grab the book, The Lost Legacy. The Lost Legacy, because we had it. And so the point I'm trying to make, we had it. We had it before we came across the Atlantic, before we were kidnapped, before we were placed. We had it. And we kind of forgot who we were. If you go back, I want you to look at this weekend may be a great, wonderful time that you get a chance with your family and sit down and watch the Black Wall Street, talking about the people that were in Greenwood, Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You might have heard it, seen it, or watched it once before, seen bits and pieces of it or something, and seen the Lifetime movie channel. But seeing that movie will remind you once again of what we had back in the early 1920s, what we had going for ourselves. We had hospitals, we had schools, we had our own farms, we had our own produce, we had our own supermarkets, you know, we were making our own clothing. I mean, they had their own self-contained incubator. They were thinking, they were doing business with one another, okay? And then I want you to go back and see if you can Google that and watch it on the YouTube, and, you know, I'm sure you can catch a segment of the whole thing there. And then last but not least, I want you to also think about it, maybe get a chance to look up as well, John Johnson of Ebony Jet Magazine. Strong brother, started back in 1945, 1942, who took his mother's sofa to the pawn shop to get the money he needed to start his first media empire and building, as we know today, the monthly magazine of Ebony Magazine, and the weekly was Jet Magazine, okay? And so the point I'm trying to make is that we have figured out certain ways and certain things to do, and we just forgot because that's where our real wealth is. Our wealth is in our ideas, okay? And so I'm going to implore you going into 2000 and 18, the point I'm driving in, I want you, if you're not doing it right, I want you to think about a business where you are a producer. There's businesses that you can buy into and become a franchisee, and that's well and good. Maybe you're getting involved with multi-level marketing. That's well and good. Doing something is better than doing nothing, and that might catapult you to do something else. But I want you to start thinking, because I know that God has given you an idea where you can become that producer of a service or a product. And here's the key. I want you to think about it. For anything that you're going to do, for anything you're going to get involved in, here's the question. Here's a point I'm going to give you from a business standpoint. Don't do it. Don't do it unless you feel you can figure out a way to get to the point where you can sell, recruit, or move 100 units or service 100 people or more minimum. And then you want to get it to 1,000. Because that's where the real wealth starts pouring in. You got a business because you got to think about it. The employment that we have today, they figured it out, and we're working for them because we haven't figured it out. And so, you know, the 90% work for the 10%, or the 90% work for the 5%, as they say. Amen. The other 5% just retired, and so they figured something out. Walmart figured something out. Disney figured something out. Okay. The Marriott brothers figured something out. Service to many leads to greatness. And I know there's greatness sitting amongst us. I know there's greatness whether you're in, you know, Louisiana, you're in South Carolina, you're out there in Alabama, you're out there in El Segundo, California, you're out there in Buena Park, you're out there in L.A., you're out there in, you know, New York, Detroit. There's greatness out there. We just waiting to tap into it. We got to be waiting to remind it. That's why I'm telling you, going back and watching those movies, going back and Googling Moosa, going back, it's going to do something. It's going to trigger something inside of you to wake you up and remind you of your greatness. It's going to make you put your shoulders back once again. It's going to make you walk with a new pep in your step. It's going to bring up your conscious mind and your subconscious mind that there is something that I can do and I can contribute. So when you find that thing, and you know, it may take a minute to find it, but Pastor, I'm telling you, we got to find that thing that allows you, us, to service either 100 people a month or get it up to 1,000 people a month or more. Okay, and you know, I go back and I look at that because it's so important, because I'm thinking about the man, Mr. Henry. Most of you probably remember Henry T. Sampson, Jr., good brother out of Mississippi. He was the one that invented the gamma electronic cell that created the cell phone. You hear me? He was a brother out of Mississippi back in July 6, 1971, created the gamma electronic cell that started the cell phone business. Now, where's that brother and where's the cell phone? How come we don't see him? Where's his T-Mobile? Where's his Verizon? Where's his AT&T? Amen? I mean, he got a payout, but he left some money on the table. Because we're at this point, we're at this stage where we have to become the creators, the makers, the job makers, the job creators. And then we can employ our people, continue to pool our resources. Now, we talked about the SUSE. The SUSE is a old way that people in a culture or a society or a community pool their resources for economic cooperatives. Please write that word down. Ooh, that's a power word going into 2018. Economic cooperatives. Like I said, this is not the season where you're going to do it all by yourself. You're going to have to get with somebody who's going to get with somebody who's going to get with somebody. And through that, through the mass moving of people and instruments, it will get done. And everybody wins. Everybody wins. Isn't it great when everybody wins? Would it be okay if everybody got 10,000? Would it be okay if everybody got 100,000? Would it be okay if everybody got 1,000,000? Okay? I mean, it's not impossible. I've watched, I've seen, I've studied, I've seen other communities do it. I've seen my Jewish brothers do it. I've seen my Asian brothers do it. I've seen my Latino brothers do it. I've seen the Korean brothers and sisters do it. The only people I haven't seen it do it is on a galvanized big basis is us. And why? Everybody's waiting. You know, a lot of our leaders, a lot of our teachers have been silenced. have been put aside, have been sold out, bought out, paid out, taken out. And now everybody's just quiet and everybody's looking for who's going to lead us. Well, God has already called it in. The call has already been made. The answer has already come in. And we know the government's not going to solve our problems. Okay? We got to solve our own problems. Why and how? With the wisdom of God. With the wisdom of God. And so when you look up SUSE, it talks about that cooperative, economic cooperatives, where people are coming together. We need to get back into the economic cooperative where you're taking things and you're putting it together to benefit the whole. Okay? How is the Hyundai here? How is the Honda here? You know, when people come over here, they don't even want to buy a Ford or a Chevy or a GMC. What do they buy? They're supporting their own. Amen? Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not mad at them. But we need to be getting into that conscious level that before you spend that dollar, as Pastor said earlier today, and it's so true, who you give your dollar to is who you're giving your power to. Who you give your dollar to is who you're giving your power to. And some people don't deserve your dollar. Man, if you go to buy something in the store and they put the change and you hand them the dollars, you hand them the money, and they put the money down on the counter, I ain't coming back. I mean, I'm not even worthy of putting money back in my hand after I handed it to you. You got to put it on the counter and let me pick it up off the counter. Amen? So be mindful of those things. But right now it's about our own economic empowerment, our own economic empowerment. And so is there something that we're missing? Yes. Things out there that we can have? Yes. Maybe it's in West Africa. Maybe you could be bringing back coffee here. Amen? I want you to think about this for a minute. Take out your pencil again. I'm going to blow your mind with something. And some of you might have already known this and seen this. T-Mobile, you've all heard of T-Mobile. Some of you might be on it right now and might be using it, might have used it before or whatever. These people, T-Mobile, Verizon, Sprint, AT&T, the Dish Network, DirecTV, Spectrum, Glacier Water, Deer Park Water, ADT, okay? What do all these people have in common? They have subscribers. They got subscribers. What does that mean, subscribers? Write that word down. They got subscribers. You call them customers, but, you know, they got an acquisition where they have subscribers. See, they have this built-in thing. See, Microsoft got subscribers. Dell Computers got subscribers. Okay? Apple got subscribers through Apple Music and everything else they got. They got subscribers. Why? You know, follow the money trail. You ain't got to reinvent the wheel. I'm trying to help you to see higher because somewhere in the midst of it, you're going to figure it out. You're going to figure this thing out. We're going to figure it out, and I feel you're going to figure it out too, that there's something. Is it, you know, so when we look at these five companies, they have subscribers. I'll use one for example. You know, I looked at T-Mobile. How many customers does T-Mobile have, you think? T-Mobile got 69.5, almost 70 million customers. Okay? And think about if each one of those customers are paying an average about $60 a month. So you got 69 million customers paying an average of $60 a month. Do you know that's $4.14 billion a month? Huh? And we had the man that started the cell phone concept, Henry T. Simpson. We could have partnered with him. We could be working in his own Simpson mobile company, right? But he sold it out to Mr. Martin Cooper. Martin Cooper was credited for coming out with the cell phone, if you want to go research that. But Simpson, he borrowed the technology, the patent from Samson. Thank you, Lord. So anyway, $4.14 billion a month. And the last time I checked, there's still 12 months on a calendar, right? That comes out to $49.68 billion a year. Ooh, what could we do as a people if that was on us, if that was on our shoulders, and we were running that empire? Ooh, how many scholarships would we have? How many other business could we offset from that? How many people's houses could we have paid off? How many people would have been into the stock of it, and when it went public, they would have been able to cash out and retire and continue to put back in and help their communities and do other things? Okay, and so when I looked at the largest of the large is Verizon. You know, Verizon is the largest retail carrier of subscribers. They got 146 million subscribers. Now, remember I said earlier, I want you to get into the mindset, find a business that you can get involved in, become a producer, Don't just be a consumer, become the producer. I don't care if you're selling watermelon. It's always about buying and selling. It's about buying it wholesale and selling it retail. I don't care if you're doing watermelons, oranges, carrots, flowers. Maybe you're getting some clothing or some clothing from Africa. You're getting some beads and jewelry. You're getting some dresses. You're getting coffee. You're getting tea shipped in. People need these things, okay? There's also, you know, you got books. You know, we talked about the books a couple of weeks ago, how you can write a book. You ain't got to wait for Schuster and Simon and everybody else. Man, who are they? You can't write your own book. Put it online and sell it yourself directly. Amen? You ain't got to go through Amazon if you don't want to. You don't have to go through Amazon. And like I told Pastor, you know, we talked about it before, you can write a book that just has a simple 8 chapters. Give away the first 2 for free as a teaser. And if they want to read the rest of the book, just let them pay $5, $2, or $3, or $1.99, or whatever it is. And then hopefully, you know, you sell 100,000 of those things, okay? You sell 100,000 at a dollar. How much you got? $100,000. Do that again. How many you got? 200,000. Amen? So we're looking at subscribers. Find a way to get yourself some subscribers in any business. Don't get into a business unless you can have a position somewhere where you can see yourself, where you can put 100 people into it a month or have 100 people coming back and getting it up to 1,000. Otherwise, it's just going to be you're going to be in the business, you're going to make a little money, but you're never going to really go over the top in 90% of the cases. You're never going to really get to that place. It's going to be like having 2 jobs that are not really manufacturing enough to really take you to the next level. I've studied it. I've looked at so many other businesses, and that's the key thing that the key ingredient I found in talking to some of the 7-figure players out there. They said, you know, Rashad, make sure that starting out, you can see yourself very quickly scaling up, that any business you have, whether it's an ice cream stand or it's a shoe stand, that you've got at least 100 customers a month coming through the door. Coming through the door, whether it's online through e-commerce, coming through the door, whether it's online for your book, coming through the door, whether it's online for 100 customers, and then try to get it to 1,000. Multiply that by 10 and get it up to 1,000. And it'll be a growing, slow process. But just think about this. Verizon got 146 million people eating off their table every month. That comes out to 7.3 million dollars a month. $7.3 billion a month. Excuse me, with a B. Okay, you got 146 customers, and I'm averaging about $60 a piece at 146 million customers. That's $7.3 billion a month. And they ain't even the largest company in America. That translates into $87 billion a year. You feel $87 billion. I know I throw around some big numbers and some of you are like, I can't see it, I can't feel it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I'm starting this on the small scale of 100, but I know we can work our way up to that 1,000. And so here's the keys that I'm telling you. You know, go back over this weekend. Watch Black Wall Street again. I don't care what your color is, your ethnicity is, but, you know, you need to find out how people came together, pooled their resources, created their own banks, created their own financial institutions, created their own hospitals, created their own school systems, et cetera, to help empower their people. Next, going into 2018, if you haven't done so already, thinking about, I need to start a business. I need to find a way to lower my taxes because we're probably paying the government too much in our taxes, and we're overpaying, actually. If you're getting $3,000 to $5,000 to $7,000 back each year, you overpaid. You let the government borrow your money. That's what you did. You let the government borrow your money. Versus if you were to, you know, I'm no accountant, so please don't write this down and go take it. If you were to raise your exemptions, you know, 3 or 4 more in your exemption holdings, you know, you could have been coming home with an extra $300 or $400 a month. You know that? I'd rather have $1,000 or $1,500 coming back at the end of 2018 or the beginning of 2018, then I walk away with $7,000 and $8,000 because I just let my money for free with no interest. where I could have had and stretched my budget a little bit more and paid down my bills with that extra $300 or $400 a month or $525 of what it could have been if I just raised my exemptions one or two. So please check with your accountant on that. I'm not an accountant. I'm not giving financial advice here, but I'm just giving you some of the ideas. These are just ideas, folks. Quote, these are just ideas I'm giving you on ways that people have been able to accelerate and pay down their debt faster. If you know you're getting a large check at the end, or maybe you might just raise your exemptions, which is legal. The government can't tell you how many exemptions to claim and not claim. Even though you have two kids, you know you can still claim 12. You could have five kids and claim one child on your taxes for your taxes coming out of your check every pay period. That's what I'm talking about. What comes out of your paycheck every pay period? You need to go back and look at that. Make that your assignment this week. Go back. If you get a regular check every week, every 2 weeks, semi-monthly, you know, go back and look at, you know, what's coming out of my check. And it's not based on how many kids that you have that you can put your exemptions. It's based on, you know, whatever you want to put there. You could have two kids and claim five. It doesn't mean I have five kids. So don't get it, Mr. It just means that I'm claiming five, which means they're going to take less out now. And I'll get less back at the end of the beginning of the next year. If you're okay with that, but now I have an extra $300, $400 in my hand, and I'm not going to use it to go out there and buy a new car, get a new car payment. I'm using this to pay down my debt. I'm using this to put away into my no-look account so I can get into investments. So here's the last key I'm giving you before I close out and turn it back over to the wonderful Pastor E here, is continue to put money away every day into that no-look account. I know he said once a week or once a month. No. We played that game. We used that one. You can keep using that one. But every day, when you come into your home, I want you to think like that farmer. The farmer, he plants seeds, and then he's waiting for something to grow. You got to plant your seeds as well, because you don't want to give it all out to the market every day. You got to leave something back so you have something to eat later on. So every day when you come in and you open up your wallet, you open up your purse, and you got $10 in there, hey, take two out and put it in the no-look account. Okay, so go get an envelope and just write the word on there, no look, because I'm using this for my investment, We got to get into an investment that's going to translate and create wealth for us, okay? And so with the no-look account, I just want you to start there, because it's not the amount that counts, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. It's the habit and the discipline that matters more. I just know, you know, money follows people that are disciplined and have certain habits. And so just, do I have the ability, do I have the discipline, do I have the character every day that when I get my paycheck and I come in every night, I don't care if I got $20, $25, $30, $100 on me, you know, I'm going to take a portion of that and put it in an envelope and don't look. And I'm not going to count it, because if you start counting it, something immediately is going to come up in your life that's going to make you or want or have you spend that thing, you know, whether it's a concert, the car breaking down, or, you know, somebody got an emergency situation come up. So your subconscious mind knows there's $300 in there, and guess how much the radiator costs? $300. So don't count it, all right? But now I want you to start thinking about investments, okay? And so my first push going into 2018 is to be able to collectively put together our own association, our own membership, where we can pool our resources for those who want to be in there, where we can own the apartment building. We can own the shopping center. Your name will be on that, because it's so important in this day and age that we have ownership. We're consumers and we own some small things, but we don't have – do you own anything that's worth over $500,000 other than your life, other than your home? And you don't really own your home until it's paid off. Because if you have a house, and God bless you if it's worth $500,000 or more, but if you're still making a mortgage payment on it, it's still a liability to you, okay, because you don't own it outright yet. You're still making payments on it. But thank God that you do have it and you're moving your way up. So we want you to start scaling. Please write that word down. You want to start scaling where we can come in now and we can, you know, pool our resources, and we'll talk about how much that is. And it's going to be $2,500 or less, somewhere thereabouts. So just write down, just get the number. I want you to have the number in your head. I don't want to surprise you. I don't want you to, you know, come in, oh, Rashawn, I can't do it. I should have known earlier. You know, we're going to be talking about going into February and March of 2018. Can you put together $2,500 to have ownership stake in an apartment building? 50 units, 100 units, I don't know if it's going to be 50. You know, it won't have no less than 20. Or do you own part of a strip mall shopping center that has a major tenant, a major tenant? I was just looking online today here, and there was a major tenant that I'm helping on a refinance that it's a McDonald's in there. You know, this McDonald's was paying $25,000 a month just for that one space. He's paying $25,000 a month for that one location. Another one is CVS. He's paying $45,000. He's paying $45,000 a month for the one space. For one space. These, ladies and gentlemen, are very viable economic engines that we can collectively use, where you're going to be getting that monthly or quarterly check coming out to you to help offset some of the things you're doing, and more importantly, start building your wealth portfolio. Start building your wealth portfolio. See, right now, most of us don't have a three-ring binder. Probably maybe less than 10% of the people on the phone here have a portfolio where they can show me, here's my stock certificates, here's my bonds, here's my real estate that I own, here's my insurance policy. You know, a lot of those things are missing. We want to start filling in those gaps. You know, God bless you for what you got and what you don't have. We're going to work hard to get you in order, get you in financial order that you're going to stand out. You're going to be outstanding when it comes to this. Amen? And if you have to get together with somebody else, if you can't come up with the $2,500, then I want you to be able to get with somebody else that can put in half and you go half, and a little bit of something's better than a whole lot of nothing, just to get a start. So you just need to get your foot in the door. Just need to get, if you own part of a Hampton Inn hotel, you got your foot in the door. And 1, 2, 3 years later, maybe now you can own the whole door. You ain't just own a part of a door, you own a whole door there. Okay, maybe in the apartment you just own the door. Now you own the whole door, you own the whole floor, you own the whole section, you own the whole wing, and now you can do it on your own, okay, without helping our guidance, we can help you. But the name of the game, as I said earlier, coming together collectively, all right? We need to be united. We need to be collected together. We need to have a strong association. We need to be able to come in together in an alliance with harmony and a oneness and solidarity, because, you know, we're all calling on God to help us. And God, I feel, has given us the solutions to solve it for ourselves, but we got to do it together. Because if you're getting cash flow coming in every month or every quarter, you can now start compounding and paying down that car faster, paying down that credit card faster, putting that money away for the college fund, putting that money away for your own retirement. You know, the number one thing that most people fear is growing old and not having enough money for retirement. That's about the number one fear in the job market today, is not having enough. Well, you've got time right now to start planning for the next 3, 5, 8, and 10 years and 20 years down the road, because it's a system that will not go away anytime soon. There's only so much earth, there's only so much land, there's only so many buildings here. They're gonna tear them down and rebuild them, tear them down and rebuild them. But people gotta live somewhere. People got to work somewhere. And when you go back and you look at Forbes or Fortune magazine or the Wall Street Journal and all the other financial magazines, and just look around you. It's about supply and demand. Even if you don't go to the financial bank, just look around you. These are the basic necessities of life. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel, folks. We don't have to come up with some brand new complicated sector thing that we got to educate people on. We're talking about some basic things. Get involved in real estate. And if you don't know what you're doing, that's why we're here, because we're going to do it from an educational standpoint, that you learn while you earn. Amen? That's what Bill Gates did. He learned while he earned before he started Microsoft. Amen? And so why not learn from what they did? Why not learn from how they did it? Why not learn how when the Jewish community comes together, they need to put up a new shopping center, they need to put up a new office. They pool their resources. They do the SUSE. The Latino community, when they want to start a new restaurant, they pool their resources. Amen? When you see the Asians that are trying to build a new shopping center, a new car district, they pool their resources and everybody wins. Okay? And so we have to come together on that same vibration, that same energy, that same direction, that same push, that we're all going in the same direction. We're trying to get there, but it's going to be so much more harder, so much more difficult when you're trying to do it by yourself. And that's why the wealthy are wealthy. You know, the people that started from the Ted Turners that I know and the Robert Johnsons, are formerly of BET, and some of the other people out there that have gone, even Magic Johnson, you know, God bless him. Magic Johnson, you know, used to play for the Los Angeles Lakers. I'll tell you a quick story and I'll close out. He was still playing with the Lakers. It's probably his third or fourth year. Just signed his renewal contract, and he was studying with Jerry Buss. God bless him, the former owner of the Lakers, Dr. Buss. And he was using him as a mentor. And Buss told him one of the soundest things is that take your money while you're playing basketball and put it into some of these other investments that people are using every day, technology, telecommunications, and real estate. and Magic Johnson went out and bought a radio station for $1 million. And he has Michael Cooper, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He asked several other players and Byron Scott, hey, man, I'm getting ready to buy this radio station. You guys want to get in with me? And I'm going to get paid off the tower, get paid off the advertising. Oh, man, you crazy. I ain't getting into that. I don't know about that kind of stuff. Oh, man, that's fine. No problem. Magic bought the radio station. 3 years later, Magic sold the radio station for $6.5 million. 3 years later, $6.5 million while he's playing basketball. Just made himself, what, $5 million? $5.5 million on a three-year hold on a radio station? Okay? Magic Johnson, you know, when you used to live downtown L.A., I don't know how much he owes now, but he had over $600 million invested in office buildings and other facilities downtown L.A., okay? Because he's no fool. He's just following this. He's following the formula. Real estate. And that's what I'm telling you here tonight. I'm not, you know, that real estate, it could be a variety, but I know multifamily housing will bring in hundreds and thousands of dollars when it's done right. Amen? And so I won't get into all the details here, but what I will say to you, if you're interested and you want to find out more, reach back out to me, and I'm going to send you out some information to keep you posted on when we're going to start, but you will have a starting line because we can only bring in so many people when we do it, and we want everybody to win, amen, because I know that you want what I want, and I want what you want, you know, and so I want to see you benefit. I want to see you be blessed. I want to see your portfolio grow. I want to see you open up your three-ring binder and say, I own that Hampton Inn Hotel. I own that shopping center that McDonald's is in over there. I own that multifamily apartment building over there over on that side. It ain't got to be in your town, but you own it. You own a part of it. That's all you just don't know if you haven't done it before. Psychologically, how much more lifted you feel when you know it. You sleep so much more better at night knowing that you own something that you can, you know, knock your arm to and, you know, knock on the door to it. That's part of you. You own that. And then you will grow to the point, just like Magic Johnson did when you tried to syndicate and do it with other people. Then you'll be ready to do it on your own. Amen? Nothing wrong with that of having your own 100-unit apartment building, 200-unit apartment building, 500-unit apartment building, or you own a very strategic shopping center with as big, what I call anchor tenants in there that are not going nowhere no time soon because they have a grocery store. That's the key today, and I'm letting you know a little secret here for some of you. You may already be in real estate. You might go check this out tonight or tomorrow, start running with it, but you want to get into a shopping center that has a major grocery store. Now, you know those grocery stores be signing like 15 and 20-year leases? And, you know, every year the rent's going up. These guys are paying like $100,000 a month, $200,000 a month, $300,000 a month to be in that shopping center. Could you imagine? Yes. By yourself, you may not be able to pull that off right now. But some of you big rollers out there, maybe you can. But together, collectively, oh, we got leverage. You got leverage. And you ever see the little ants at a picnic? You know, ants are very small, very tiny, but they work in unison. They work in unity. They work on one accord. They know what they're doing. They'll be picking up pieces of bread. They'll be picking it up, you know, one by one, two by two, carrying it back to their nest egg for the winter. And I'm trying to get you to the point where we're going to pick it up and get it going so when the winter comes, you're going to have some walnuts to crack open and be able to feed your fireplace and feed your family and take care of other things to the next level. I know you're doing a great job now, but we need to go to that next level. And collectively, Pastor, we're going to blow this thing. We're going to blow this thing to smithereens. I kid you not. You know, I see it so clearly. I got my hand on it. I'm rapping on it right now, and I just can't wait to explode it out in 2018. So I'm trying to ready the people, as I mentioned earlier, in the pre-boot camp launch. Get me your email address. Get me your phone number. Text me, call me, email me, so I can send you out the basic information because I want you to make an intelligent decision, not an emotional. We've been played on our emotions too long. Okay, and so I want us to work on our intelligent decision-making process, pray on it, or whatever else you have to do as well, which I highly recommend, but then galvanize and move together collectively. If not with me, then somebody else that's doing something progressive, positive, that's going to help make a difference for you and your family. Okay, not for Nike, not for Air Jordan, okay, not for Toyota, not for Cadillac, for you and your family. Amen. Isn't it about time we do something for us and our family? We're doing it for everybody else. We're doing it for Christ.
Yeah.
We're doing it for Nike.
Yeah.
It's
but
time
see,
that we do it
but you
for
said, but
us
you said
and
something
put your
else.
Name on it.
Yeah, and that's what the word you used. You said us. You used the word us. We can do this. And it can't be that you're trying to work for Mr. Rashad. You're trying to work for P2P or work for Pastor E. We can do this. The unity factor that we are all one. We can really, I'm in already. I'm telling you, I am in. And we already talking on some side notes and some things. I'm totally in. But when we vest the ministry, we vest the our community and our covenants with everybody else that we can draw, that we can grow everybody.
Yes.
Vesting our trust in what God has given you, because you're trusting what God has given us. It's just not about finance. This is about, first of all, you said, as I confirmed, spiritual confirmation with God.
Amen.
But I must do better in every area of my life. I must be stronger, wiser. I must do better than the things that I used to do. What you say, in the former days, no more former days. We are in the now days. And this is the season that we need.
Amen.
I need you. I'm just being honest with you. I need you. As a matter of fact, here, this might even sound a little strange, but I need more of you. Real talk, on a personal basis, I need more of you, because you need more of me. And then the more we have of each other, we see that we really can do some great things together. And it's not about in the mindset of what I can have, but who I can help.
Amen.
Oh my God,
right?
Especially on this network. That's what we covenant here, is that we're gonna grow. We're finna. I see in this crossover, you're going to see some supernatural things happening. You don't think it has to do with the physical, but it started with the spiritual. We're crossing over spiritually. We're not crossing over physically. We're crossing over spiritually, that we can start making physical decisions that will make us self-sufficient for God's ministry.
Say it again,
I will start a business self-sufficient. I will start a business in January that will provide more money for the ministry, on top of the other businesses that we're doing, on top of the other. In January, I'm dedicating, I'm putting it out there right now. You're going to say, that boy said it. January, I'm not going to tell you the name of it. I'm not going to tell you what I'm selling. I'm going to tell you what I'm starting out at 100, go to 1,000, to 100,000, to 1,000,000.
Mm.
But January, a new business and a new building. And then that building, because of the business, can provide for the ministry to have a room for a brand new Friday Night Live, to have room for a Wednesday night Bible study, but have room for the television and the other things that is growing in the ministry that we can provide through the business. Oh, my God. January 2018, I'm crossing over into a new business.
A vision so heavy you can't even get up out your seat. Oh, my God. A vision so large.
It's already done.
It takes about 10 people to help you hold it. Man, that's how big it is.
Man, come on now.
It ain't nothing greater than
that's what,
you know,
that's what we all need to be thinking about.
Amen. Amen. There's nothing greater, Pastor, than, you know, when people give their testimony that it's rippling. So you just don't have one person standing up like Donna. Well, I just bought a new office building. Everything's beautiful. Everybody's great. The guy sitting behind you said, man, I wish I could have did that. How'd she do that? How'd they do that? But now you got 15, 30, 25, 30, 50, 100 people standing up saying, yeah, I did this over the weekend. I did this last week, and I'm part of this now. Now you got everybody rising. Everybody's up out of their seat because they're part of that. Amen. And it's like
that's
you said,
right.
The church people.
Amen.
Because these are God's people.
Amen.
So they know what to do. They know what to do. God gets blessed and God gets the glory. I ain't trying to sell nothing here.
That's what we're talking about.
Please, don't get it twisted. Don't get confused. I'm not here trying to sell something or sell a service. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to help elevate, uplift, and guide our people based on the God-given talent and skill set he's given me. And he gave you something, he gave me something different. But together as a body of Christ, we can come together and use those skill sets collectively and have strength in numbers.
Woo! See that self be like, why you put that out there like that? We could have did that on our own. Don't tell everybody that. No, but the Spirit says be free to everybody. It ain't just for you. It's just not for me. It's for all of us. Get involved and make some commitments that you're going to do better in your life with your finances, with saving, with spending. White Friday is not to tell you don't buy something new. I'm telling you, don't buy something in a season where everything is old. That's going to catch up to somebody in a minute. I'm going to tell you right now, from a retail standpoint, the stuff they sell right now is not even the same stuff you buy a month ago. They produce stuff with cheaper chips, with cheaper speakers, with cheaper remotes, with cheaper screens. That TV that's 70 inches that you say was $2,000, it only cost them $500 to make it. They say it's a 4K on it, but it's not the same TV. I'm telling you, I had somebody say they had the same TV as me. His remote didn't even have the typer on the back. I know my TV is a Sony, brand new Sony. I looked at his remote. He said, I got the same TV as you. I said, no, you don't. Because they sell in these areas. The shoes they sell, these lines that these people, these kids stand in line for to buy these shoes and TVs and all that, that's cheap merchandise. 75% of that stuff is back in the return line on Monday.
Yes.
But we wasted time. Yes. We wasted money. We had to buy food to eat. We had to get gas to drive. We had to now spend extra time standing in lines and go, man, for nothing. And you thought you saved some money. Don't spend no money on this Friday. Invest in something. Find a minority business. Find a minority. No. Find your own business to sow in.
Find your own business. Mind your business and find your business.
Mind your business and find you a business.
I want you to get a notepad. I want you to get a spiral binder. I want you to get some type of blank book. And this is your thinking book. This is your thinking wisdom book. When you start, you know, I remember back in the 70s how the Japanese used to come over when I lived in New York, and they used to come over like 6 in a group and 10 in a group, and you see them with cameras. And they were all taking pictures of the factories. They were taking pictures of the office building. They were taking pictures of all the things.
The high rises and everything. Yeah.
Duplicated it. So I need you with your camera phone now to start taking pictures of people that are producing things. I want you to start thinking about you can be an international broker. Stop thinking about just the U.S. This is global business, baby. This is global. Talk to your people in Africa. Talk to your people back in the islands. Talk to your people back in other countries. They may have something that they can ship over here. You can put it online for them, and you can move it for them. It's still about supply and demand. So I want you to think and start thinking and put it down on paper every day. What can I sell? And who else is selling something? And then the last thing, Pastor, the last thing, find a way to get subscribers. Subscribers. These are the people that pay every month for something over and over. Can you not get some coffee beans from somebody that's growing them in Kenya somewhere that's trying to get them over here to the U.S. and you start putting it online, and now you got people drink coffee every day. They're going to drink. So why can't they keep coming to you for their fix? And you just sell them their bags, sell them their pounds, sell them their 3 pounds, and now you got something moving back and forth. You buying it for $3, you selling it for $12 and keeping the difference in between. But you're moving 1,000 units a month. 1,000 units. You might be bringing in some quilts. You might be bringing in blankets. You might be bringing in pillows. There's something out there that the people at large in America need. And all you need to do is to get it here and then put it on a little website, and you're making money 24/7, even while you sleep.
A question, though. This is just a question for the masses. Is there an age limit on starting over financially? I know we got some people that's retired and are content with their life. They can still get this, and they still live comfortably. But is this a too young or too old mindset? Or is this something anybody can adapt if they just change the way they think? That's my question for the masses tonight. Can you answer that for me in one word? Minister Rashad.
No. Yes, sir. Can I answer that in one word?
No, I was asking you the question that for those out there that say, oh, they talking about the people that's young enough, or I'm settled, I'm retired, I'm content. Is this a too old message or a too young message?
This is a right on time message. Right on time.
Come on now, everybody can get your money right and be ready for the movement.
Because it ain't even about you. It's that next generation that's coming behind you. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children. So what you're doing ain't even about you. It's about your grandchildren. How dare you come here and sit here for 40, 50, 60 years and then leave them a shirt, a tie, a pair of shoes, your 70-inch flat-screen TV, your paid-off Chrysler minivan. How dare you? I mean, yo, come on. Come on. We're all just sitting
Wait
out
a minute.
Here.
Hold on. Can I take this to the ghetto?
Please.
How many times do your parents leave you their debt? All of a sudden, somebody knocking on your door, say, your daddy had medical bills. You be like, that wasn't me. Yes, it is. That was your father. You better pay that. Oh, come on now. If we don't build ourselves up, I'm not perfect. I'm way off in my transparency. Minister Michelle, I would say, oh, man, he told me that. Why did he say? Believe me, I'm still in the building part to be free financially. Don't look at what you see from me and how God is moving for me to help people. I'm still working to get myself together that I can sign any paper and not worry about, oh, wait a minute, they're going to sign that. Is that going to come up? Oh, my God. What if that pops up? See, that's my freedom. And we have to work on cleaning the slate of what the devil has tried to make a condemnation on us and a disease. Free yourself by loving God first, but then loving yourself and doing better in every area of your life. Oh, we didn't went off tonight. Me and you got to stay off the line together because we're going to have a business here on the Now Network, and we're going to grow. I'm telling you right now, people may say, I'm not getting involved. Well, let me tell you what's about to happen. The Now Network, P2P Ministries, Titans, and all the other people that's going to get involved, we're going to build something together that God can get the glory in. And I work hard. So one of the requirements I have of people that I work with is you work harder. If you can work harder than me, I'll work with you because I work harder and harder for myself so I can really make up some time. I'm still making up time, Minister Rashad.
Amen.
Glory to be to God that even people, I tell people how old I am. They said, you're not that old. Thank God. So he's given me some more time physically to get it right spiritually that now I can elevate on the worldly basis and help somebody else to be financially free and financially secure. Man, God bless you tonight, man. Good to have you back. I know God is awesome.
Yes, he is. You know, all things are working out for your good. It's incredible.
God is
working everything out for your good. This season, this time, this coming together, this meeting here, God is going to place to you. He's going to place within you. He's going to place right in front of you an item or something that you're going to be able to take to the market and serve to the masses and be able to build God's kingdom from that. Amen. That's going to be
Amen.
Your
oh, yes,
that's
yes.
going to be able to take your children, that's going
yes.
to take your community,
yes.
your seniors, your young people, the scholarships you want to offer and give. God is positioning you right now because you're thinking about it, and we're speaking it into existence. See, it's got to come from the word first before it becomes real, before it manifests, before it evolves. We're putting out the word, and we're standing here today touching and agreeing that as we say it, it shall be in the name Lord Jesus. Have your way.
Minister Terry, any closing remarks?
You know what, though? I tell you, I've just been listening to you guys, too, but you said so many things, but coming together collectively. And like you said, they had a vision, and they figured it out. We all have a vision. We all have that hidden power within us that the Heavenly Father has given us. So those are gifts he gave each and every one. So I say hallelujah. Count me in. I can't say January, but I'm in. Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay, now I have to say
family.
This.
Yes.
And happy Thanksgiving to you. But I want to say this to everybody out there, especially you, my covenant sister. There ain't no, it ain't. It ain't no, I can't. I'm in. I need everybody
yes,
to commit
I'm
tonight.
In.
I'm in. Speak
yes.
those things that are not as if it's already
yes,
done.
Sir.
Don't let the limit of your words kill the spirit and the life that God is going to bless you. Most
Hallelujah.
Of us are still sitting in our same positions because our words haven't changed.
Amen.
I cannot let us get ready for the crossover with I might, I can't, oh, I woulda, coulda, shoulda. You better start speaking life into your own situation and see life come to fruition because you already know it's done.
Yes, amen.
So January, you're what? Are you in?
I'm in. I'm
thank
in,
you,
January.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Do we have any other people in? Because God's going to – look, let me tell you something how good God is. When you're all in, God's going to provide for one to make sure you're all the way in. Anything you lack, God is going to provide. It may be one person have to sacrifice and say, well, here, I'm going to go to give you that $1,250 to make with your $1,250 so you can be solid in.
Hallelujah.
I'm not taking your percentage. I'm saying, here, get in. And just pay me back what I gave you. No interest.
Hallelujah.
Just pay me back. But you are in. I'm telling you, family, it's time for us to really cross over into something new, something never, ever, 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 ever been done before. Are you ready to be an owner? Are you really ready to be a lender and not a borrower? Are you really ready to be a leader and not a follower? Are you really ready to be called according to the purpose that God has called you for? No lack, no worry, no doubt.
No
oh my
fear.
God, it's time for us to build. If you sit behind, you won't be watching me because I'm gonna be in time with God, moving in the now, having what He has said we can have.
Amen.
Whatever we ask, whatever we desire, because we desire Him. Oh my God, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I think we started with that word. We're going to end it with that word. Thank you, Lord. I think all three of us could say the best thing that I ever did was meet Jesus, but now to be thankful of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
A holiday celebration to everybody out there tonight is that we're thankful. For who you are. We're thankful for what God has called you to be. We're thankful for the love that we can share for you. If you don't have a meal, if somebody's still out there saying, man, I still don't have a meal, get in touch with me.
Thank you.
We're going to make sure you eat tomorrow if you're in the Southern California area. If you're in other areas of the nation, still get in touch with me. I'm going to call somebody I know and say, I need you to get a meal over there. And if they say they didn't cook, I'm going to say go wherever they're selling something, buy some food, and get a meal to that house.
Yeah.
Amen.
That we can all really be thankful. Oh, our covenant partners have showed up. We're going to be delivering some. We're going to be delivering like 7 meals tomorrow to families. We only have, and believe me, we don't show and take pictures of that type of thing because people, where they are, is not where most people will want to even be a part of. We're not trying to expose people for where they are, but give them something that they can really have a good meal tomorrow.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Be thankful, be thankful, be thankful,
yes.
be thankful, be thankful,
Hallelujah.
Be thankful. Thank you, Lord.
I do.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, family. We love you.
God bless you all. Love you all, family. Minister Rashad,
God bless
Pastor,
you all,
and the listeners. Amen.
Enjoy family tomorrow. And my last plea to everybody.
Yes,
you're going to see somebody tomorrow that you really don't like. Forgive them, please. Forgive them. Let them know that you let them off the hook. Let them know that you're not still holding on to that anger. Let them go. You may have even moved on. You may have even grown to a point that you really are not bound by that. But you never told them, hey, man, I'm not tripping on, I release you. Release people so they can be free, so you can really be free. That's where it all comes from, being free and free indeed. And that's in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you guys.
God bless you all.
God
I want to thank
you,
all my
family.
Guests that came in tonight, new guests and old guests as well. Thank you so much for being here, Brother Pharrell, Brother Alonzo, and everyone else that's out there. Thank you so much. God
Amen.
Bless you all. And
big shout
continue
out.
To pray for you and pray for me. Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Hey, well, Money Matters is next Tuesday, so y'all better get ready. Money Matters. You see how much information, but in a very decisive way, the man of God is going to share with us how we can really join this oneness. I'm not going to let it go. We are one. Let's start acting like it.
Amen.
And be free indeed.
Are you free indeed? Because he whom the Son sets free is free in. Come on, church. He whom the Son sets free is free. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, he said that from tonight forward, your behavior, your appetite will be a reflection of your freedom. You won't just be free indeed, but you'll be free in deeds. Put your hand on your neighbor, tell him your behavior will be a reflection of your freedom. Free indeed. I need y'all to raise that up all over this room. Get your hands up, say free. Come on, Bob, let's sing it. Listen, y'all. It's been years. You're still struggling with the same fear. What if I lose it all?
You can still call on Jesus.
No more tears. Now you be free, free. Oh God. Everybody, just say free indeed. Say to prophesy over your own life. Say,
free.